I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Kate Lewandowski. She's an organizer with the Power of Words Project that is looking to have a mural painted on a building on 3rd Street in Marquette. We found out all the details and how you can get involved from Kate Lewandowski.
Looking to paint a large mural in Marquette to help beautify 3rd Street. And this is a whole UP-wide project. This would be the 9th mural in the UP and the first one in Marquette. And
which building are we talking about? There's a few of that on 3rd Street I can think of. Which building is this specifically?
Yeah, it's on 3rd Street, the corner of 3rd and Ohio.
Oh, okay.
If you remember the old McDonald's music store.
Yep, I know that building, and it's a great wall, high visibility wall.
Yes.
Which is the idea here, is to put a mural on it. And what you want to be able to communicate to the artist through this project is what word... The power of words. What word would communicate what Marquette is all about? How does somebody cast that vote?
So you go to powerofwordsproject.org. You'll see a button that says Vote Marquette, and you can vote on a word there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also looking for help funding-wise. Right now, the MEDC, which is the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, is doing a matching grant fund. So whatever money we raise now, they'll match it. So if that, people can go to patronicity.com/uplift, like UP lift.
It's a project that, as you mentioned, this artist has done these around the Upper Peninsula already. And now there's three more in the works. Marquette is one of them, but there's two other communities too.
Mm-hmm. Manistique and Gladstone. Mm-hmm. We'll also be getting murals this summer. And so that's what this whole MEDC grant would support, all three murals.
If I understand this correctly, also that this artist would be coming into the area to do it, but you're working with local artists and students too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So actually local artists and students can apply to help with the project. And these would be paid projects. So local artists can work side by side this professional muralist.
Is there a timeline? Let's say that the money is raised and you can get the matching grants and everything together. Is there a timeline?
Yes. By June 12th, I believe, is the cutoff. So I think we have 23 more days for the matching grant.
So we got to vote today.
Well, the voting will probably continue through June, but the funding, we need in the next couple weeks.
Got to get that figured out. So again, for people to give to the project, what is the website to go to?
Patronicity.com /UP lift.
And find it there. And then also all of this can be found at the website for the project, which is?
Powerofwordsproject.org.
It seems like actually going to be a very exciting project for the community, because it's a great opportunity to do something with a building that's been there for many years. It'll also brighten it up, won't it? I mean,
absolutely.
That's why you're involved.
Absolutely.
Though, sure.
Yeah, it's fun. I love driving through towns and you see something beautiful like that. And it puts a smile on my face, makes me feel good. And
why for you is art important? Why is this something we should have in our community?
Beauty has inherent value.
I like that. That's very good. Again, the website for the project to vote is what?
To vote is powerofwordsproject.org.
That's Kate Lewandowski, organizer of the Power of Words Project. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.